Matías.
Joined.
Hi. Is anybody there?
A Deagle operator.
Oh, hey.
Joined.
Heidi.
Joined.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Afternoon.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi there, Heidi. Hi. We've got a Deagle on as well, have we?
Yes.
Ah. Morning, Donya. Okay. It didn't get to an ICAL. If it didn't get to an ICAL, then it's not on my radar, Matthias. So don't know what happened there. I'm showing the 6 a.m. and then the 7 a.m. I'm not showing the early one. So at times in my life, I just need to have things pushed at me. This was obviously one of them. Sorry about that.
Right. Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right. Okay. You've been...
A Deagle operator.
Left.
Okay. You've been reorganising to some extent the times and dates of the RALO meetings, Heidi. Is that completed now? Has everyone got a place and space?
No. Let's see. We're having the AP RALO meeting today, and we'll discuss that. In terms of the reorganization of the other meetings, I don't know if I've even started that, actually.
Right. I thought I'd seen on most of the lists them establishing a date and time.
A Deagle operator.
Joined.
Okay, it's me.
Hi, Tonya.
Hi there.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're fine. Just doing a bit of admin before everyone else comes in.
Okay.
So, Heidi, what shifts are likely to be happening?
I think, Matthias, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that the AFRALO one is now changing slightly to a different time.
That's correct, yeah. It's now on the first Wednesday of the month at 1700 UTC.
Yeah.
And then the URALO is on, well, it's actually not sure because they're still having a doodle, but it appears that it's going to be on the third Tuesday of the month at, I believe, 1600 UTC.
Okay.
AP RALO stays the same, for what I know. And
We will be very difficult to move.
Yeah.
Which is 0500 UTC on the 4th.
And then North America will stay the same.
Yeah, I didn't hear any changes there on that one.
Which is when?
It's on the second Monday of the month at 1900 UTC. And also, like RALO changed, it's now on the, the third Thursday of the month at 2100 UTC.
Okay. So, in fact, they have all been pretty close to settled. It's just URALO that how many more people have got to do the doodle in URALO?
I don't know how many more we can expect. I will have to get back to Wolf and ask him if he wants to extend the doodle or if we set.
Or not.
I mean, we set the date for January. I mean, January is already set. It's going to be the third Tuesday at 1600.
Okay. Well, my guess is that it will probably stay at that. Then, if you've got the main active people already having done the doodle, it's unlikely that's going to muck around again, I would have thought. When you look at the list of people who've gone into that doodle, Matthias, is it including our RALO reps from URALO?
You have to give me 1 minute.
Not a problem.
Doodle. Who do we have? We have we have Sebastian, we have Adam, we have Annette, Rudy, and Bill Drake.
Patrick?
We don't have Patrick. But Patrick was actually the one, he requested to have it outside of business hours. So he should be fine with that.
Okay.
Because that was actually him. And then Wolf should be fine as well, so we have the main players.
Sorry, wait a minute while I just choke to death here. Oh dear. My apologies for that. I'll just open up XCOM Skype in a minute then, and we'll be ready for when others drop in. Not that I'm totally convinced that others are going to drop in, but we might actually get this all finished. Well, looking at that, it would appear to me that the current space which we have for the XCOM, which is the fourth Monday, the Monday is just not going to work, but only for AP Rallo. Is that correct? AP Rallo is the only one that's going to come in. If we switch,
that's right.
If we switched the the standing ALAC meeting and the standing EXCO meeting in week, then that would work, but
right.
Only if we move the. So that really, that I mean, I can't see why that wouldn't work at all. Because the XCOM, where I mean, you guys have your staff meeting now on each Monday or every second Monday. What's your movement?
We have it. We have it on every Monday,
yep.
But sometimes, like it depends. You know, if somebody's unavailable, then sometimes we switch it to a different time. I mean, depending if XCOM members drop in, then we'll have it at 1900 UTC. Otherwise, we might have it earlier.
Yeah. What ungodly hour is it for you at Marina Del Rey? And it's 1900 UTC, Heidi.
1900 UTC is what is that? It's 11 o'clock.
So it's quite human.
It's very human.
Oh, good. So it's really just our Apralo people that are going to make your life miserable.
A little bit, but that's fine. That's fine.
Well, it used to be the Europeans. They're now.
They were 3 a.m. my time, and now they're now they're a little more reasonable.
Well, that's good. That's good. Seeing as we do need you functioning when you're working with each of the Ralos.
You'd be a zombie.
Who just dropped in?
Sebastian, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you very much.
Hey, Sebastian, thank you very much for the translation. That was very nice.
Oh.
Must have taken you forever.
You're almost the first one. I am very happy. Thank you for the thank you.
Yeah, it looks excellent.
So what I'm
I hope
going
that just not staff will read it.
I was surprised by your Spanish skills. No, I read it. It's great.
No.
By his what skills, Matthias?
Well, you know, Sebastian translated the guide to the new GTLD guidebook that Bo drafted.
Yes.
And he translated it into Spanish and French.
Not to French, not to Spanish.
Oh, not to Spanish? But there was Spanish.
No,
that's right. Yeah,
I just
yeah.
No, I just put a note as I wanted to write to people in French because it was a document in French. But I say, but if I write something in French, the other will not understand, and I need to translate it in English. And I decide if I translate it in English, I need to have these four sentences translated also in Spanish. Then I make the translation in Spanish just to be. To have everybody at the same level of knowledge with the same language, but no, I will not be able to translate the Bo document into Spanish.
<I've got to. laughs>
but however, Vanda did say she would.
Do you know if she's joining us?
I have no idea whether she's joining us, and she's not online at the moment. Let me have a look.
So, Sebastian, we took your request for another summit working group meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, and thank you very much. It's proposed agenda, it's very good, and I hope that the people will be joining us tomorrow night and that we will be able to make some progress before you will be on vacations.
Yes. No, I think that the suggestion was an excellent one, and Matthias and I developed the agenda on not only our really logistical and practical needs, but also, you know, some of what we discussed. And also I had a long meeting with Wolf on Friday, and so we discussed some more ideas there and some documentation. So that is also included in the agenda.
Yeah, I read the agenda. It's very, very good. I am not sure in 1 hour we will be, or even in 1.5 hour we will be able to go to the end. But I think it's good. Very good.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your thank you.
And in fact, is there any? sorry, my voice is, as you may have heard, not real good today. Is there any advantage in us setting the next meeting now as well, so people get it into their calendars?
I think that's a good idea. Are you either of you going to be available through the holidays, or should we make it maybe the first day back? Will be the 26th, I believe. No.
What's your definition of holidays and So you're back when?
I'm actually back the 26th.
Of December.
Of December, yeah. Sorry, Matthias, I know that's not good for you.
No, probably not good for him. Matthias is back on the 5th of January, correct?
Yeah, the 5th of January is a Monday. Yeah, we could have it in the first week.
I think, exactly. Maybe the 5th or maybe the 6th, since our Mondays are packed.
I wouldn't have it on the Monday, because Monday's the first... Actually, it's the first day after the holiday, so
yeah.
I don't think I will have, you know, probably don't have that many news.
Yeah.
Since nothing...
Really. Yeah, I think sometime in that week would work well. What's the European holidays like, Sebastian?
It will be... And it's the 5th... A lot of children and people go back working or school. And this week, I don't think we need to have something between the Christmas and 1st of January. And then the 5th,
no.
It's...
No.
This week, it's good.
Okay.
Yep. But if we can set up...
One thing...
Something in
maybe
the week of the 5th.
Okay, one thing maybe you can try to do between now and tomorrow is to try to catch up with Alessandro Pisanti from the Isaac Mexico. He used to be vice chair of ICANN during the most of the time of Windsurf, and is the one in place for Mexico, and I think it could be interesting to try to have him. I know he has a lot of things to do, and but maybe to have him on the conference call tomorrow, it would be great. And if he's not able to join us, maybe one of you could have a discussion directly with him and telling what it's happening, where we are, and everything like that could be great.
Sebastian, that's an excellent idea. I'm wondering if he's contacted, if we can ask him if he's available tomorrow. That would be wonderful, but it's horrendously short notice and usually a difficult time of year for many people. I'm wondering if we could ask him what day between in the week beginning the 5th, somewhere between the 6th and the 9th, or 10th or 11th, he might be available, and we wrap a doodle around his availability.
Great. That sounds good for me, yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. Who's going to own that? Do you want to contact
Danny.
Him?
Join.
Do you want to... Morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Afternoon. Are you still snowed in at the office?
No, I'm at home today.
I've heard all sorts of terrible snow news in my my early morning news hit, so I did wonder if people were going to just have to stay where they were. Sebastian, do you wish to contact Alexandra then?
Okay, well, yeah, I will do. But what I was thinking is that...
Or did you want staff to do that? I'm just trying to ascertain.
No, I think we may try both because for time differences.
Yeah,
I
can do that.
Easier
okay.
from Marina Del Rey.
Yeah.
Because you will have more time to do that, and you can try to contact him in different ways.
Exactly.
I will try also sending him a mail, but if
yeah.
we do,
if
we both do that.
Sorry, Sebastian, if you send him an email saying that Heidi will be contacting him just by way of introduction, I think that would be a good thing. And then, Heidi, if you can own that piece of work.
Exactly. That's a great idea. Sebastian, in your email, could you please request Alessandro to provide his telephone number?
Okay. I will do that.
Okay. That's excellent. Okay. Danny... you needed to wish to say something in particular to us to this meeting, or?
I wasn't sure exactly which meeting I'm on right now. This is the XCOM, or is this the briefing meeting?
The briefing starts in an hour. This is the normal XCOM, and at the moment we're just doing a little bit of preparatory work for the summit, and of course the summit meeting tomorrow as well.
Okay, so I'll dial back in another hour then.
Well, a little bit less than now. 40 minutes, 50 minutes, we'll see you soon.
Okay, forgive
Thanks,
the interruption.
Danny, bye.
Bye-bye. Danny.
Left.
Okay. sorry, I just thought it was important to work out why he joined us. Well, no, Danny does often, he has dialed into XCOM meetings before to raise an issue. So it may very well have been that he had quite deliberately dialed into the XCOM meeting. So that's why I just wanted to check. So it's important that, you know, we do know that everyone knows when meetings are on so that they can drop in or raise an issue if they need to. Sebastian, based on what's happened so far with the Ralos reorganising their dates and times. We've just finished having a little conversation about reorganising the ALAC meeting to a point where it is meeting after the Ralos have met each month. Because it seems to me that we're a little bit dog wagging its tail at the moment. The tail wagging the dog is what I should be saying, and I'd like to get it to be a dog wagging its tail, not a tail wagging the dog. We're constantly putting out time courses or plans that are halfway through their timing, if not completed, before a RALO will pick up on a piece of information. And then decide to chew on it for a while and then react in the most recent space with the necessity for us to extend a vote over a difficult time for many people's years. So there's a number of advantages if we shift the ALAC meeting to the fourth week of the month, because then issues can be raised, RALO reps can be properly briefed, and agendas, I think, can be far more effectively structured. And then it gives us, if my math is correct, a clear up to 14 days before the first RALO meets. But, sorry. between the next RALO meeting and the close of an ALAC meeting. So if there's any votes and things that we're having, it can go on in that space and probably run for longer than 7 days if needed. to that end, do you think that if we move it to the fourth week of a month, that it is going to have any downside?
Frankly, I don't think that it changed a lot for participation, because if we keep the same time in a day, it will be the same people, and then I don't think that it will be a big problem, except if some have very specific issue on the last week of the month, but I don't think so. I have not this impression, but we may try, and that's good to have this really reorganized to fit with the schedule by the RALO meeting, because it will help to prepare the ALEC meeting and to have some follow-up from the ALEC meetings, and both will be useful.
Yes, I think it's a very strong and very sensible way forward, and I suspect Heidi will have a great deal more success in motivating the RALOs to pick up and even make small statements that can be brought
exactly
to
no.
a meeting.
Yeah,
where
sure.
we're
yeah, Cheryl, your outlining of the reasons I think is excellent, and I think that, you know, that would be a very good idea.
All right. Well, what I want to do then is make that as a formal proposal to, as a result of this XCOM meeting, I want to make that as a formal proposal to the internal list. So what we might do is work up a little timetable showing the current RALO dates and times. I'm just looking at the times that have been selected by each of the RALOs. It's actually quite interesting. I'm wondering whether we might, if we're going to offer them another week in the month, should we offer them a different... They're all Wednesdays or Tuesdays. They're all Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday. So I see no reason to switch from a Tuesday. But I am wondering whether we could offer them some other UTC times. What would your guess on that be?
You know, it's the UTC time, whatever you have the trouble with from Japan is not able to talk in the morning. From Europe is not able to talk during the day of the work. From Africa, they prefer to have it during the day, and so on and so forth. And it's and I don't speak about North American people who wish to have that during the lunch break and so on. Then it's almost impossible to fit everybody needs, and we can offer different time. But to fit everybody into the planet, you have to wake you up very early, and we have to go to sleep very late, or the reverse, and it's quite difficult. But
can I ask you
if you wish, we can open different solution.
Go ahead, Matthew.
One of the suggestions was to have changing times. I mean,
no.
I'm not saying it's my opinion, but what do you think about it?
No.
It makes it very difficult.
It is absolutely unpredictable. Nobody knows what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Okay,
I don't
then
believe
I think
in the sharing pain model at all.
Yeah.
It people's lives are difficult enough to schedule. They need something absolutely predictable. No, I'm wondering if something around the 1900 to 2000, even as far as 2100 UTC, might be offered.
That's one idea, but I know that Adam Peake cannot do early morning hours in Japan, in Tokyo.
Well, what's his limit?
It's like 8 hours. It's like UTC plus 8.
No, I know that. I'm UTC plus 10. What's his earliest?
I'm not sure.
What's his definition of too early?
It's he needs to be at his work, and it needs to be, if it's 8 hours after, it needs to be 10 o'clock in Japan. That means
20 in the morning in Europe.
A.m.
And
it's too early.
He's making a 1600 UTC, isn't he? At the moment, for Uralo, he's making 1600 UTC, correct?
Yeah, but that's impossible for you, Cheryl.
Well, it's like
2 in the morning for you, isn't it? 3 in the morning.
It's 3 a.m. 1600 UTC, is he able to start things at 1700 UTC or 1730 UTC or 1800 UTC? I've thought we might be able to give some options there as well. And I might point out that there isn't an ALAC meeting run yet, that I'm not still working at 3 a.m. anyway.
Yeah, but it started at 3 a.m. I mean,
yeah, well, doesn't,
then you're awake all night. I mean,
what I'm saying is
that shouldn't be
Australia and Australia and New Zealand are about as far across as you can get in terms of time zone, right? So we will always be up either very early or very late if we're going to talk to the rest of the world.
That's right.
So that's sort of, you know, the way of it. We can leave it at the same time, or we can offer a couple of additional times for people to look at, which would be the earliest, would be, say, the 1600 UTC, which is the Uralo time anyway. So what I'm suggesting is we could offer them the fourth Tuesday of the month. And remember, we've got 90-minute block. And offer one that starts at 16, 18, 19 and 21, which is pretty much what they've chosen already, even 20. What do you think?
But maybe we can leave also the current time, or it's not, you don't
I'm
want.
Happy to leave the current time. The current time doesn't seem to be a problem for too many people, does it? Is it a problem?
No, I guess that we can offer the current time and some of your proposal. I know the answer for the latest one will be too. It will not work for Adam because it will be early in the morning and he's not able to take. He's willing to stay late at his office on the night, but he's not able to do it early in the morning. I think let's leave different solutions, the current time and the one you suggest, and let's see what will happen.
Yeah, okay. I'd like to have people be able to look at those suggestions and make a decision on our January meeting. So what we might do then is Heidi and Matthias and I will put together a set of times and proposals, and we'll have that as an agenda item in January, in the January meeting. What else needs to be on the agenda in the January meeting?
Perhaps an update on the PSC comments?
What do you mean by an update?
During last week's meeting, didn't Vanda say that she was going to have a first draft by the first week in January?
Okay, that's Vanda's draft, okay. for discussion. Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. We'll have a four decision. New meeting schedule. And they'll have a doodle associated with it. Heidi, you and I can work on that.
Okay.
What else is looming at us in January?
I think we need to have a discussion on the new GTLD program, situation, whatever. We will have
new GTLD.
Hopefully.
New GTLD is probably more for decision than discussion at that point. Because the public comment period, I think, is the 11th or the 15th of January, just shortly after our meeting.
It was removed from the 7th? I didn't saw that, but okay. What it's important, we will have to discuss it. The new
let me just check the time. I'm just going into the new GTLD program.
I think it's wrong.
But Cheryl, anyway, I think it would be, in one way or another, it would be extended because with a letter from the DOC and DOG, something will happen. It's not possible to stay like it is.
Okay, well, we still
need to have
a draft from the working group. Needs to be on. We'll put it for decision/discussion. That needs to be on the agenda for January. What else needs to be on there?
I guess a short point of what where we are with the summit. It will be we will get just one. I like meeting prior to the summit.
Okay. So do you want that to be a report on the summit or what?
For the moment, I guess a report, and if something happens in between that we need some decision from ALAC, we will have to see. But the report where we are on the summit, yes, it will be, I guess, important.
Okay. We also should have travel to Mexico and Mexico meeting planning. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And in that, I'm also wanting to put up a different type of poll, but I think we can use, Matthias, you'll have to tell me here, I think we can use a doodle, but it might be better to use a big pulse. Each of the constituent parts of ICANN, any of the ACs and SOs, their communities during January, which is why we need to finalise it by the January meeting, need to come up with a list of 3 to 5, 3 as a minimum, I would have suggested, essential or important topics that they believe are the hot topics to be discussed in Mexico. That will go into a puddle of each, a puddle from all of us, and then at least three topics which have the greatest number of us showing them as a high priority will be the topics that will be discussed in the round table, which is the joint SO and AC meeting, which will be day one in the afternoon in the Mexico meeting. So on the Monday in the afternoon, we'll be putting about five. Now, it's nice that it's five representatives because we can have one from each region around a table, along with representatives from each of the other SOs and ACs. And there will be an audience viewed round table and an audience interacting round table, talking about it, at least those three topics, trying to find points of similarity in opinion and concern and points of difference. As a result of that discussion in camera, we will then have the notes from those discussions typed up and available to each of the SOs and ACs by 8 a.m. the following morning, and then we can use that as the basis of any of our internal meetings and deliberations on those topics. I think this is a very smart way forward, and it's building on what we'll also be seeing with some modifications in public participation for that meeting. I think it's even more important that we have that type of open and informative, and I think potentially quite entertaining, activity on day one of a summit, of a conference, when we have a summit run just virtually halfway through, because our ALS representatives can see how directly they can participate in the real discussions and deliberations of ICANN. So we need to poll our ALSs. We could extract it from the summit poll that we've already done. If you think that's a way forward, I'm happy to go that way. We could use the summit polling that we've already done on important topics and then offer those topics for the ALAC to narrow down to the top three. And if we do it that way, which I'm more than happy to do so, what tool do we use?
Cheryl? Well, yep. What about the survey that we're currently setting up? We're starting a survey.
That's what I said, the summit survey.
Yeah,
could get
starting it tomorrow or on Wednesday.
Yep.
That's actually the question.
Survey. If we take top three from them, mm-hmm. then I need a tool for the ALAC, because remember, it's the ALAC.
Sorry.
I really
well, we could do the same for the ALAC. We could just take the top, like, five or seven topics from the survey. Well, I think there are only nine in total, so we could say, like, top five issues.
Alan.
Joined.
Choose another three.
Yes, well, that's fine. Hi, Alan.
Hi, sorry, I had a problem here and I couldn't get out until now.
Are you okay?
Yep, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I just, with snow and storms and various other things, it could have been all sorts of problems.
We had all of that, but this wasn't that kind of problem.
I didn't mean to pry. I just
That's
wanted
all right.
To okay. We're just talking about, we're doing our January agenda planning at the moment. So far we've got a few things which I'll review in a minute, but the conversation we're having right now is the joint SO and AC meeting, which will be a round table, an in-camera round table with its audience interaction on the afternoon of the Monday in Mexico. To plan that properly during January, each SO and AC has been asked to come up with three hot topics or major issues that they will be discussing in Mexico and believe that are of ICANN-wide importance. We're up to the point where, because we're doing the summit poll at the moment, and that goes out tomorrow, did you say, Matthias?
Tomorrow or Wednesday morning.
Okay, so it's going out very soon, that we could extract the top... sorry. Matthias, tell him what we're saying.
Well, the summit survey covers the top nine or top 10 issues that are of most interest to ALS members. And the idea was to take the top five topics from the survey and present it to the ALAC, and then the ALAC would choose another three that they would then present to the ask the ALAC suggestions for this joint SO and AC meeting.
Matthias, was it an additional three, or was it going to be that they would choose the top three from those five?
Yeah, that was my idea, to just because then you have, then you already have the priorities from the ALSs.
Exactly.
So, you have a bottom-up process. I think it would be a good idea.
I suggest that we can leave open. Hi, Alan. Sorry, Sebastian. We leave open the how we will manage to choose the three ones, because we can have the situation where there are seven who are coming to the same type of numbers, figures for the summit, and then we will have to choose how we will organize that, if we do some priority for the summit and some other for the ICSO meetings, or maybe it will be the reverse. We will have just five and three more important, and we will choose those three. Then I guess we have the tool to ask the ALS. With that, I suggest that the ALAC will be able to find out which one will be useful to push for the SOAC meetings.
Let me ask a question, because I haven't been paying a lot of attention to the summit issues. Are they choosing from a list that we have given them of ICANN-related subjects, or is this an open-ended, what are your concerns?
No, it's not open. It's not a list with ICANN-related issue coming from the first survey and some other. But that's not something silly ideas will come. It's
no, related. The real question I was asking is, are all of these ones that would make sense to be discussed in this sort of a round table? Because given who the other players are, there are some that might and some that might not.
I say just leave this 10 going on, and we will see how we will manage to pick up three from that list. We will have the list in order from what wish the ALS is, and we will be able to say, this is not the place to be discussed there.
Okay, fine. Then I'm happy.
Here.
Yep. And in fact, my question now, listening to this very useful discussion while I'm organizing the drugs that I clearly need to continue to breathe and talk, is that we can have our list as an agenda item for decision in the January meeting, and the ALAC can have a short but productive conversation to decide which is going to be most useful in a joint AC and SO meeting in a roundtable format. Okay?
Okay.
So we won't worry about a tool as such, but rather we will present the results of that survey in a way that we get to choose from a bottom-up created list, but the ALAC obviously makes sure that the ones we put forward then at the close of that meeting will be a list that's going to work best in the format that we're going to discuss. Now, one or more of them may very well have been discussed within the Saturday and Sunday activities of the summit, because that will simply better prepare the people we put around the table to discuss it, so they'll have been upskilled and put there. I guess the other thing, while we're on this particular topic, and where I'd like the suggestions and opinions of the rest of the XCOM, is the people. Who do we put around that table? We may or may not, that's yet to be determined, use the chairs of the ACs and SOs to sort of spot people in the audience and interact, get a little bit of engagement going. But we don't believe we should be sitting at the table at all. So it means we need to come up from the ALAC point of view with five people, or up to five people, because not all the ACs and SOs can do five people, who can quite reasonably engage in the type of free-flowing conversation that we're talking about. Because it's five, I'm tempted to say, one from each region, and I'm equally tempted to say, why don't we pick them during the summit proceedings? But what do you think about that?
Well, I certainly don't see any reason to freeze them now.
No, but I mean, in terms of, I would actually prefer it not to be office bearers of the ALAC. I'd like to actually see it real ALSs, or at least 50% of them, real ALS people. Just to remind everybody in this dog and pony show that this really is a bottom-up consensus part of the organisation. And this is not the usual suspects that are there. All right, one or two of us maybe, but in the main, this is, somebody from the Congo talking to you, or, somebody from a small European country talking to you.
Assuming we can find people who are indeed well-versed in these topics.
Exactly, and that's particularly where I was thinking we might actually establish this during the summit activity.
As long as it doesn't end up being a popularity contest.
I won't be
voting. Let's have a popular vote to decide who's going to be there.
There is no vote being offered. Did you notice my avoidance of the word vote? we will appoint. Okay. So, when is the survey closing? If it goes out on Wednesday?
It's been extended until the 12th.
That's after our meeting. That won't do.
No, our meeting is on the 13th, isn't it?
Oh, is it the 13th? I had it at the 11th in my mind. Sorry, I'm standing in the kitchen drinking honey and lemon and taking Panadol and aspirin. Just double-check for me then. Is it the...
The 12th is Monday, and the 13th is Tuesday.
Oh, perfect. Absolutely perfect then. Is there a way that we can have... How will those results be being collated? Can we have the list that's going out, or a link to the survey on the agenda, so anyone who's actually preparing themselves can look at it in advance?
Yeah.
Is this a survey that we
don't have the results before Monday?
But that's all right. But if the link's there, I want the agenda out this week would be nice.
Is this a survey that we can see the results ongoing as they're going?
Good question.
I'm not taking the survey, so I presume I can't look at it at all.
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I assume it's going to be an open, like a transparent vote, which gives you a live result. Well, the start, we will be able to see it, but I'm not sure if it's open for others. What we could do, we could publish the results that we have Monday the 5th and just give you an idea about the current results and then give you the final results on the 12th.
That would be very good. It gives just, I want to have this agenda. I'm planning on this agenda being created, today and tomorrow, so that people are leaving for their vacation or festival times, and if they look at the website for the next ALAC meeting, they have a fully fledged out, all but one or two, perhaps additional items, agenda in front of them. Okay? So if we can make that placeholder and you can do the reporting on the 5th and then on the 12th, that will be brilliant. Okay, Alan, just to recap, what we've got so far in our January agenda is an update on PSC. Xander should have the draft for discussion. But she said she'd be drafting at our last meeting. We're going to have for decision something that Heidi and I will be putting up, which is a new meeting schedule with a proposal to move the ALAC meeting to the Tuesday in the fourth week of the month. The current time, or with one or two other time options which appear to be popular based on the RALO meeting times. And so that will be up, a doodle kind of run in that space, and we will agree or not agree at that January meeting for the following next 12 to 18 months running in a new schedule. The advantage of moving it to the fourth are manyfold. Yes, I know we're supposed to be in an RAA meeting. Go away. It's just reminding me that we've got to get ready for the next meeting. That would mean that the ALAC meeting will come after each of the RALOs has met. So if you're trying to do...
No, I understand that. I participated in the last discussion.
Okay, so then the other things for... we're not sure it'll be discussion or decision, but we have to have the draft from the working group on new GTLDs on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a report on summit planning, which might be a decision or a discussion matter. We will have the travel to Mexico discussion, make sure everybody's got everything in the right time, the right place, and done their paperwork.
I don't understand that one.
Well, because we've got the summit going, the close-off for travel planning for Mexico, help me, Heidi, is the 13th or something like that?
Yeah, let me take a look.
It's virtually the day of the meeting.
But have we got any information about travel yet? I haven't seen anything, I don't think.
No, we haven't.
Okay. So it's going to be sent out sometime with short notice.
If we've got it for closing on our meeting, then that's a real leverage to make sure it gets sent out by the people who are responsible.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you said the travel planning had to be done by then.
Yeah, I'm just writing a note to Stacey, and I'm hopefully going to be meeting with her tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
And look for the travel deadline.
Yeah, we've got the summit planning, travel planning, closing off on or about the date of our meeting, Alan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and because we're moving a lot more than just us, that's going to be the leverage point in terms of timing. But we may as well all fit in there as well.
Okay.
So there's the travel to Mexico issue. Then there's Mexico meeting planning. Remember, we're having an ALAC light because we're committing our weekend and other parts of our ALAC meeting time in a normal schedule to the summit. But we may have one or two bilaterals. We may have one or two other meetings, and we need to organise those. And I would like to suggest that the meeting planning, the ALAC meeting planning, is done by the XCOM this time. We've put together working groups for each of the meetings since I've joined the ALAC, and to date I have seen nothing but staff and one or two individuals contribute. So let's give up on this asking people in the local region to be involved. Let's give up on this asking other members of the ALAC to be involved. And let's just bloody well do it and do it in enough advance time.
That we then ask for comments.
The schedule. Okay. Is there anything else you can think of that needs to go into that agenda?
I have to review my GNSO notes. I don't think so, but I need to go back over them.
Okay.
Just an update on the travel booking. It opens on the 9th of January and closes on the 23rd of January.
Ah, okay. So we'll be meeting shortly after it opens, which is even better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that means that all of our people, you know, should be well and truly organised early. That's fantastic. Okay, just looking at the ICANN site, I'll just go into public comment and see what's on. Is there anything in January? Okay, we've got proposed .aero sponsorship agreement. Do we care, yes or no?
No.
Right. Board committee changes. That ends January 8th. Now, I think it would be a little bit odd if we didn't make any form of comment. But how are we going to do that?
Why do you think it will be odd?
Well, I know it's only early stages. We haven't... Do we want to put a placeholder in? Do we want to... No?
I really don't think they're particularly relevant to us in terms of the overall... That's my take.
Okay. Everything else is ended in December, so I can't see anything else on the horizon.
I think
Alan,
we,
if you've got anything from the GNSO perspective, I guess we can add it in the next couple of days once the agenda goes up.
Yeah, I've got to do my report from the meeting last Thursday, and that will pop up anything that needs to be done.
Now, I'm assuming that we'll have something RAA-ish as a result of the next meeting we're starting?
I'd like to think so.
Okay, so we'll put a placeholder there for RAA discussion or decision?
Decision.
What is it? Decision. More than happy to have that word.
Well, hold on. I don't remember if the GNSO decision was put off to the next meeting or the one after. The next meeting is on the 8th. So it may be de facto done by then.
Okay. Well, I'll
let you know.
Yeah. Now, just a logistic issue. We've got the RAA call starting in 10 minutes. We hang up and redial in.
Last time they forced us to do that, so.
Yeah, please, because we need to have the recording.
So, Alan, is it possible between now and dialing back in for you to have that information so we can work out?
I don't think so, because I don't think the minutes were posted yet, but
okay.
I think it's going to require going over the transcript. I'll check, and if I know, I can see if the minutes are posted quickly. 1 second.
All right, then.
I don't think they were, though.
Okay. So I don't see anything else coming at us on the horizon. Matthias or Heidi, are you aware of anything that we need to add in?
I think covered, I think. Matthias?
No, I couldn't think of anything else.
Okay. All right. Well, you're off. You both are finishing work in another 24 hours, correct? Or if I got 24 or 36 hours where you're still working?
36 hours.
Yeah, I'm here through Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
And then again on the 26th.
Yep. I realise, Heidi, that you and I will just continue to work, and hopefully someone will pass us a ham sandwich on Christmas Day.
Cheryl, assuming the date of the next RAA discussion is the 8th, do you want to try to have a online vote between now and then, or?
Well, we will have to do that.
Make a statement saying we'd prefer it be deferred.
Yes, I think so. Let's have that as an outcome from the next meeting.
Okay, and I'll try to see if there's been some motions or something posted.
Yeah. And see if we can get some homework done. And either way, we'll either have to do an online vote before then, or we'll have to have it for decision at the meeting on the 13th. Okay. All right, then. Anything else we need to do now? It's my intention, Heidi, and I think it would be a really good thing. Most of the RALOs have a number of standing agenda items. It would be good if, as part of the new plan, as an outcome of each of the RALO meetings,
mm-hmm.
that some small thing, even if it's just a link to the minutes, because that should be possible, is attached as a RALO report to each of our agendas. We're not going to discuss it, we're not going to talk to it unless there's an issue raised, but it does link in what the RALOs and therefore by default the ALSs are doing directly into the ALAC, and I just think that's fairly important.
Yeah, very good idea.
As you get them more and more active and more enthusiastic, we may as well start 2009 with the placeholders that are actually populated.
Okay, good idea.
And obviously, then, as you're reorganising the RALO agendas, each of them can have a standing item where they have a discussion or a point in time where any specific matter they wish to raise as any other business or as an exception to the well-publicised in advance ALAC agenda mm-hmm. can be brought up and then be added.
Excellent. Yeah, okay.
Sure. Cheryl, before the people start dialing in,
did
you see the DOC NTIA letter regarding new GTLDs?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that I didn't remember on what list it had been publicised, so I wanted to make sure you saw it.
Yeah, so it has. I'm not sure how widely it's been publicised, but certainly I
sent it to the GNSO.
Fair enough. Okay. Let's hang up, and that gives everybody time to restart. We'll dial back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Something
give them a
like
minute
that.
Off.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Matthias.
Left.
Alan.
Left. Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Heidi.
Left.
A Digo operator.
Left.